have no idea what loss is.
You have no idea what loss is.
I reckon it's got something to do with that girl.
It's got everything to do with that little girl.
I can take care of myself.
How many close calls have we had?
Can't be any worse out there. Can it?
Every guy in this room is staring at you right now. Maybe they're staring at you. Maybe they're jealous of you.
I'm just a girl. Not a threat.
Belly. I think they should be terrified of you.
Welcome to the world of The Last of Us. It's Entertainment Talks podcast for the Naughty Dog video game series and the HBO and Max and Sky Atlantic television series. I'm your host Matthew, and this is my spoiler-free review for season two, episode five. My spoiler-free review. Thoroughly enjoyed this episode again. Lots of things to love about it. I took a different, and The Last of Us can often do this, I took a different feeling from this episode, and I know that I loved what was there, but they remixed a few things, and I was admittedly spending a bit too much time in this episode with my thought process of kind of, okay, that's popped up there, so that's moved. This episode was like watching a chess piece move around in ways that I didn't expect. But when I realized on the spot the remixes that they were doing, I knew what they were doing straight away and why, but it kind of this reminds me of my feelings after episode one, of it did some things and I understood what they were doing, but because it threw me off, it sort of threw off my enjoyment of the episode. Again, not in a way of I didn't enjoy it, but, and this is why I do, you know, second and third watches, so that I can see, now that I know, going in with the second watch, that I know the remixes that they're going to do, I can kind of enjoy the actual scenes more. And this is quite a fast-moving episode at points, so I found myself kind of, oh, that's really cool, oh, you remixed that, and then it kind of was just moving quickly at points, so I wasn't really finding myself having time to digest what was going on. I don't feel like I've digested this episode yet, but I know that when I'm, because I'm thinking about the episode obviously right now, I know I love what is there, but I went from 1 minute kind of like, oh, I love this bit, this bit's really cool, oh, that looks really good, oh, this bit's here, and then, oh, you moved that around there, and oh, okay, we're on to the next bit, and it sort of, I don't know, it was interesting, but it just reminds me of my first time watching episode one, because episode two, all of the episodes have remixed certain bits, but this was kind of an interesting way to do certain stuff. And also, not only does this episode remix things in the moment, it also remixes things to set things up later. So I had so many bits in my mind of like, oh, that's set up for later, oh, cool, you pulled that bit in from there, and then, oh, cool, you showed me this bit. So I was kind of like, my brain was just sort of like darting all over the place, so I just haven't digested the episode properly. But you can't on your first watch, because even as a game player, they're going to remix things, introduce new things, and you don't know what those are going to be on your first watch. So that's basically what's just happened to me. But I'm going to be thinking about the episode, obviously, the next, you know, couple of days as we do all the podcasts and I listen to other stuff and read things and do the weekly process all over again. I'm curious to listen to Craig and Neil with the episode, Craig, Neil and Troy with the episode, and see how they came to certain decisions. But there's lots and lots of I think out of all the five episodes so far, this has had the most sort of little bits in it. I was like, oh, that little bit, that little bit, that little bit. And then, like, yeah, it's funny the way this episode works pacing-wise as well with that. And I'm not saying the pacing is bad. What I'm saying is you again get the traditional Last of Us thing here of here's a calmed down human moment, here's a few of those, then there's some action set piece bits where, well, not set piece bits, here's some action bits where characters are like literally running from bit to bit and different little things are happening, and then things are happening in this episode in the background, so I was like trying to pay attention to that and like where they're showing certain bits, and then there's like there's a lot of stuff in this episode going on with the set design, so I was kind of like, you know, gawking at certain bits of the set and be like, oh, that's really cool that you did that. And then Ellie's running off somewhere. And so it was a very frantic, particularly, I guess, for game players, because show only people, you won't be like looking out for stuff, will you? Because you won't know what to look out for necessarily, apart from obviously the plot. But I'll give you an example. When I talked about the subway, excuse me, the subway station bit in the last episode, and when that clicker comes up to the door just as they close it behind them, and that's like a same shot out of the game, and I felt like the show or the people that make it or whatever were kind of winking at me of like, hey, you know what this is in reference to, little wink, cool, move on. There were a lot of those little bits, and I loved all of those bits as well. But I'm like looking at that, looking at the set direction, looking at the acting and the lines, and then what all the characters are doing, and then you slow down. But it wasn't even the case that when you slow down a little bit and you do some of the quieter moments, I wasn't digesting what had just happened in the frantic 5 minutes before that, because I'm now thinking about the new scene. So I think out of all of the episodes so far, this is the one I feel the need to watch more times, because there's so many little... It felt like there were so many little things to spot. I mean, I'm looking at, you know, different signs on the set design and all that sort of thing, because there are... Yeah, a lot of bits from this episode that are pulled straight from the game that look really, really cool. There are a few bits that they didn't need to do, but they put in. I'm talking about the set design. They didn't need to do, but they include it. And I thought, oh, it's cool that you've included that little bit. Just these like nice little touches on top of everything else in the episode. So that was really awesome to see as well. But and there's also, and again, Last of Us kind of does this, there's a lot of different things to digest as well, a lot of different moments, different tonal moments as well. So but you don't digest an episode properly after watching it, you know, new for the first time, do you? So that's basically where I'm at. Anyway, let's take a quick little break and I can digest my thoughts a little bit more and talk about some other stuff. I'll be back in a minute.
Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system which is usually in the bottom right hand corner to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps, and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch two episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
All right, we're back with the second half of the podcast. Yeah, particular shout out this week to Bella Ramsey. Obviously can't spoil what Ellie does or doesn't do as well in the episode. But I think this is, people were kind of looking for, and this is more of a game people thing, we're looking for the kind of moment when she clicks into angry Ellie. Not that that hasn't been there, but they've been doing some different parts with that. I think this is maybe the episode when that happens, and it happens across a few different moments, and I noticed a few particular bits of facial acting that Bella was doing. Can't obviously spoil those moments because they're very important, and there are a few of them that leaned towards future teasers as well. Some of you probably know what I'm talking about. And I was like, ah, okay, cool, you've done that bit there. So that was really, really good. There were some lighting choices in this episode that they made I thought were really, really good. Again, really good to see not just certain scenes, but certain areas of the game pulled straight from the game. So that was really, really good as well. To go back into our preview, I talked about the sort of beating me up in the corner, as I mentioned, aspect of the show. This one pushed that forward a bit more, and I think we're going to use what's happened with the momentum of that and push that forward, because we only also have two episodes left. But don't forget, there's of course a season three, and that's going to cover a bunch of stuff as well. When I described in the spoiler-free preview about, like, the violence of the show and what I want it to do, I realised they've kind of done that in strong spots throughout the season so far, but this has got more of them, I think. There were a few, like, well, you know, me saying there was a few quite violent bits is not really spoilery, is it? Because Last of Us is very violent. But so they pulled that off really, really well. But yeah, just very curious as to, because a lot of game people have a very good idea of what's coming in the next episode. I'm interested to see how they dovetail from this one into that one back into episode 7. I can't believe we've only got two episodes left. It's so weird that we waited years for this, and it's almost already over. But what's interesting about this episode as well, because you have the, let's call them the different Seattle days. I'm not going to tell you how many there are, but there's a few different days that Ellie spends in Seattle. And I feel like, yeah, they've moved a few, they're continuing to move things around. And again, I'm trying to figure this out as like a not a chessboard, so either like a chessboard or a sort of like puzzle piece, more of a puzzle piece kind of thing. So I'm continuing to kind of figure out where they're putting, where they're cutting, where they're trimming, and where they're moving, and also where they're remixing as well. So that was interesting. There's a few different bits also from the game that were used in similar ways. And thankfully, I don't know if thankfully is a word to use, I kind of realised in the moment, like, oh, okay, you're doing, I recognise what you're doing here in this scene. You're not doing it in the same way or even in the same area, but you're kind of moving those bits around. So I thought that was very, very good. What else do I want to say about this episode that's spoiler free? Very interesting opening to the episode. I think they're using that for a few bits to come later on. And I liked a lot of the setup things in this episode. And it half felt like winking at the game audience. And also because it was like, hey, you see this thing that we're talking about? You know that that thing might come up later. And we're going to kind of sort of tease you that it sort of has to come up later or might come up later. So I really like the way that they did that as well. I guess I'll just talk about pacing and structure and things like that. I like to talk about that kind of thing. I would describe the pacing and the structure as kind of frantic. But then when I think back to how these events play out in the game, and obviously pacing for the game is very different to the show, especially when you're controlling Ellie and you can kind of, you know, sit in a corner for 15 minutes or something, picking people off, and obviously that's not going to happen in the show. When I think back to what happened in this part of the game, and how frantic kind of that can be, again, that depends on how stealthy you are. You have to remember kind of canonically that if you play the game like a ghost, like complete full stealth, or somewhat stealth, or somewhere in the middle, or you just go into each area and you start shooting, you're only going to get obviously one version of that through the show because it's, you know, being filmed in a certain way. But I felt like it did kind of capture the frantic nature of what's going on in these parts of the story. I'm just trying to remember something, actually, because there were a few times in this episode a character said something, and don't forget there's still flashbacks to come up as well. And because they've moved a few things around a little bit, I was I had some questions about those bits, but they did things in the right order as to what they sort of needed to do, I suppose. So, because I feel like you all know how, if you listened to the spoiler-free review last week, how I was very kind of, I was genuinely quite in awe of that episode, and I feel like I am in awe of this episode. But because this one, and it's a bit weird to say this one was more frantic, and there was even more going on in this episode. And because, again, because of the frantic nature of this part of the story, and particularly what Ellie's getting up to, and where she is, and what she's doing, when you're playing through those bits as well, you don't also get the chance to kind of look around and stuff, and that's not something I really do in games. I'm doing it more in the show because you're recreating these sets in, you know, real life looking locations, and I'm kind of in awe of that. I felt like the episode didn't give me time to be in awe of those same parts that played out in episode 4. So like when you get to the subway tunnel, when you get to the TV station. And those bits, again, depending on how you play them, can or cannot be frantic as well, depending on how you play. So, yeah, because there's a bit more running in this episode, basically. And, I kind of wanted to sort of, like, as they were running and they were doing the action, and the action's very good and all that sort of thing, I kind of just wanted to keep looking around. Because, there's some big bits of this episode that are directly from the game, and I really enjoyed seeing those again. So, but anyway, this is supposed to be, I'm reacting in the way I feel like I should be, because this is kind of, you know, just seeing it off the cuff. There's no further digesting in between watching the episode first time and recording this. So, I'll be able to dig more into things as we get to the other two podcasts as well. And there's some interesting stuff to talk about. That there's some new parts as well to talk about in the spoiler predictions parts. A few things I want to mention. There's something I noticed as well. There's something I did notice, and something that I thought I was going to be looking out for that I forgot to look out for because I was gripped into the scene. And I'll for those of you that haven't watched the episode yet, I'll drop a little nugget in here that, the episode made me a little bit terrified of Bella Ramsey. Just there's just a slight bit of nerves there when watching her doing certain things in this episode. That's how you're supposed to feel. And even though it shouldn't have, that kind of caught me off guard in certain bits. There's a way she gives something or someone a certain look, and I was like, oh, right, wow, okay. That's, I didn't expect it to kind of come off like that. So, yeah, so. Anyway, that's pretty much all I can really give you, spoiler-free right now. I need to digest the episode properly, and not be so, you know, so much looking at the sets and things. And then I can watch it again and digest it properly. And you did a really, really, really good job at this one. And I liked a lot of the things that you did. So anyway, that's my very off the cuff, even more so off the cuff. I feel like I'm even more so off the cuff than usual because I haven't really sort of... I was just shown a bunch of stuff, and I know I liked it a lot, but I haven't really sort of, like, concentrated my thoughts yet, I suppose. So, yeah, lots to talk about with this episode as well. Anyway, give me your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on the episode, whether they're spoiler, spoiler-free, future spoiler predictions. Give me your continued predictions and things like that. Of course, it doesn't matter if you send me spoilers for the game, because I know all of them already, so chuck them all my way. I'll figure out what goes where in which podcast to make sure you all don't get spoiled. You might get spoiled somewhere else, but you ain't gonna get spoiled here, so providing you listen to the correct episodes. All right, I'm gonna finish this off, edit the episode, and then while I'm putting the rest of it together, I'll listen to Craig and Neil. I'm very curious to see what they talk about with certain particular bits indeed. Just one last little bit. They introduced something in this episode, and it was something that we all, including gaming people, had a question about for a while. And if it's definitely leading to the thing that it is pointing at, and it is again winking at gamers in terms of that, you've done that excellently, and I really, really like the way that you did that part of the episode. So I wonder if on this I'm being so vague that even gaming people don't know what I'm talking about, but then you can write in and let me know about that kind of stuff. So anyway, MatthewWoodEntertainmentTalk.org, social media, eTalkerCareEntertainmentTalk, and there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on EntertainmentTalk.org, TV, games, films, my night podcasts, so look out for all those different ones. What else is there? Word of mouth, social media, listen to more episodes, and if someone mentions someone we podcasted on, please tell them that's a podcast. That's how you can support us, by doing one of or some of those different bits. There's Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, ad-free podcast for view options. Look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news over on Geek Town Radio and geektown.co.uk. Lots of renewals and cancellation stuff right now. Of course, Last of Us has already been renewed, so no worries there. So look out for all that, and then you can look out for us as well on YouTube, just random video game bits and pieces and other stuff on Entertainment Talk Plays. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow for the spoiler predictions episode, and then Wednesday for the spoiler review but no future spoilers podcast on that one. Yeah, it's gonna be an interesting process post this podcast. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.